on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. Tonight I have with me Jen, the Mafia Wars loot lady, and Jana, Death by Gucci, sort of. She's having some problems with her throat that's hurting a bit, so
yeah.
She's kind of here and there. And then we got Nestor in the hopper.
Nestor's had a lot of hops.
Yeah, he's been on a plane hops all across the country.
Mm-hmm. He's still in Vegas. I know. I'm surprised anybody can handle vacationing in Vegas that long.
Most people get sick of it by like 2 or 3 days.
Or broke.
Yeah, that's usually what gets them.
I gambled with him and I lost like a lot in like 20 minutes and he won a lot.
It's not fair. Yeah. Something not right.
You know, the problem though
cards
is
or something?
Eventually you never know, might catch up with them.
I had the same old lucky stash luck.
They can't shut you off there like Spock can.
Well, that's why I don't go out much down to the strip, because I'm dangerous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to meet Ike and Mike, so I had to go.
And I want to see pictures.
There was one published. That was pretty cool. That was cool. It was. I saw your comment about how short you were in comparison.
Yeah.
Is Ike really tall?
Yeah, he's really tall.
Oh.
Like, he was taller than Mike.
Wow.
And then Mike's wife took a picture of the three of us, and I look like a little munchkin.
Oh, I have to go find this.
We welcome you to the lollipop kid.
And then I got one of Mike and Ike together, and I put that on the Loot Lady fan page.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I was sad. I bought Mike and Ike candy, and I was going to give it to them, and I forgot it.
Oh.
Left it home. So we ate it.
Oh.
Yeah, it was funny when you posted the picture because, you never know what a person looks like till you actually meet them in person. You know, and especially when people put up pictures of themselves on Facebook, a lot of times
they're
not exactly – I mean, they put up the most flattering pictures. And Ike – you know, and every photo looks exactly the same.
He does. I said to Mike, when we were supposed to meet him by the Starbucks, and Mike's like, well, will we recognize him? And I'm like, well, kind of, I bet we will. And I was like, wow, he looks just like his Facebook picture.
It looks like Ike. Wow.
And I always thought that maybe those photos were him younger, you know, but, you know, he's fairly young.
No, he looks younger than he is, I believe.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
A very nice guy.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
And he's had quite the adventure, too, because he's went to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, and they even hiked it. They
desert.
Don't just go and, like, look at it. They went down there.
Yep.
It's crazy.
And his wife is really cute, too, and their voices are just so cute.
Aw.
With their accents.
But they're very physically fit people. I mean, as far as the activities that they do, I mean, they're constantly hiking different places and stuff.
I know. Mike Nestor says he's going to go to the Grand Canyon in a couple days. And I said, well, why didn't you go with Ike? And then he pointed out that they were active.
They were hiking. He says, dude, I'm flying down there. I'm not riding no donkey.
Yeah, like, and Michael find the closest beer stand.
I know. I can just imagine in his canteen, he'd have beer. Hiking across.
That's funny. So let's see what's going on in the game.
You didn't ask us how we were doing.
Well, we kind of... Oh, okay. So how are you doing?
I'm depressed.
Fine.
Well, yeah.
I just said I would throw that in just one time.
I said funny... Not funny enough, but amazingly enough, 50% of this country will be depressed.
Yes, I'm one of them.
Yeah.
I think it's 47.
47%?
Oh, don't rub it in. It's rigged. It's all because of California and those 55 electoral votes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I meant if you looked at like the popular vote,
it was pretty
close to a 50-50.
I tried to hold out hope till the very end. But then when he won Ohio, it was like, nope, it's over.
Yep. And here we are with Florida again. that hasn't even been settled yet.
What a mess again.
Again, yeah.
I was actually really surprised to have results that night. I expected after the last two elections that it would go on and on and on, especially in lieu of the hurricane. I assumed that we wouldn't have results that quickly, so that was surprising.
But not good surprising. But unless
I think that depends on who you are, you know. So for me, it's a good thing. So
yeah, I think he won Colorado. It's all your fault.
He totally won Colorado, and it's only the second time in Colorado history that they've gone Democrat.
Didn't you have legalized?
Yes, Colorado now has recreational marijuana use for 21 and up.
Yeah, that was what was on the ballot. So that
was on the ballot. Yeah. So it was interesting for Colorado this go around.
Yep.
We'll see. Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see how it weighs out because it is still against federal law. And so it's going to end up becoming a Supreme Court issue. And I kind of doubt whether it'll ever go to just recreational use. I think it will continue to stay at a medicinal use, which I am totally fine with. So,
I got a little back pain. Get me a prescription. I don't do pot, but
need Dr. Ganja.
Yeah, Dr. Ganja.
Well, you know what was crazy? When I went to California this summer, we're going along Venice Beach, and every other store was a dispensary, and there were literally the people outside calling you in, like, "You look like your back hurts," and "You look like you have a headache," and it was so bizarre. It was like kind of like that carnival freak show atmosphere.
Yeah.
And they all, but I mean, like every other store, and I'm like, wow. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But Colorado has handled it a lot differently with their medicinal use. And I think that that has been fine. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting to see when everybody in the country thinks that they can come here and party.
You'll be like the Amsterdam of America.
I know. That's what I'm kind of fearing is that I don't. Well, our governor says to not grab your Cheetos just yet. So it's still, like I said, it's going to get it onto the Supreme Court.
But I'm getting hungry. I need my Doritos.
I know.
My Fritos.
Something really bad is going to happen in the next 4 years. That's all I'm going to say.
Nothing bad is going to happen in the next 4 years.
In the world. You'll see.
Something bad will happen because that happens daily, no matter what.
No, it will happen because of the election results. We're going to live in a post-apocalyptic world very soon.
You are insane.
With zombies.
Zombies consuming all the human flesh.
Yeah. She said that other day, bring on the zombies. And I was just going to slap her, but
we're going to lose electricity and have zombies.
Oh my God. You are crazy.
And that's all I'm going to say politics-wise.
You guys all sit in a different place than I do because, you know, it's a little different when you're a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know Jen has probably got insurance through pension with the military. And
no, I pay for my own.
You do. See, and I've never been able to get insurance because of different reasons. And so for like pre-existing conditions with people, there's a lot of good things that can change right now. So
yeah,
I have to keep positive and that's all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Crickets, insert. So nothing happened in this game that we're...
Oh, yeah. Mafia. I haven't even cared about Mafia Wars because it seems so unimportant now.
So wound up.
But we have a lot of stuff on the way. We kind of have had a break. They haven't pushed too much content out.
Yeah.
Everything will roll out tomorrow at Showtime.
Yeah, I did find some server images today, like the next mission's in there. There's another crafter's choice coming, new crates, like, and then we have the Serena, which they made a video and it says November 2012. So they've pretty much committed themselves that it will happen within the next 22 days.
I have a backpack that says Vegas 2010.
Yeah, we all have one of those. I have like five of them.
I have at least a dozen or so. But they can always change their mind.
You know what's funny?
Magic Arena.
I was looking for a bag because it was like the garbage day and I was cleaning up dog poop.
Oh my God. I love where this could go.
And I just saw one of those bags laying there, so I was like, okay, and I used it.
Oh my God, it went there?
It was a free convenience.
Oh my God. Not the one that, oh, Jen.
No, not that one.
Not the special one.
Not the one they sent us, the one we got from when we went.
The other ones that they've sent us.
But we got like 10 of them.
I have like literally about 50 of them because they gave me so much stuff to give away.
Oh, for your meetups.
Yeah. And so I am stuck with all this stuff. I don't know what to do with.
I wish they'd push the meetups again. That was kind of fun to get people
together. Yeah, the meetups
together.
Were fun.
That, I think that they lost a big element when we've quit doing all that.
Right.
I don't know. We had fun, and everybody around here is totally hooked up with swags. So if you come to any of my functions, but I guess I should have another one and just beg people to take the stuff away from me.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many fewer players now, too. Like, I know from the meetups we had in Vegas, I can only think of two people that are still playing.
Right. Yep. I don't even want to know what the numbers are.
Yeah, it's dismal. And it's kind of scary. We said on the last show how Treasure Island and Fishville were shutting down and they were offering compensation packages.
Yeah.
And you can get to that. You have to keep trying by the link. And if you get the message that it's shutting down, but it won't let you play the game, refresh, try again. Or if you have gotten through, like I finally got through, I made a post from Treasure Island to my wall, and anybody clicking on that can get to the game and claim your compensation package. And now Vampire Wars was added to the list.
We were wondering. It's
always our golden comparison. Like,
I know.
We're not shut down because Vampire Wars is still going.
Yeah, we'll always go back to that.
So that's shutting down on December 5th as well. And I kind of got a chuckle when one of the guys that visits our fan page a lot, he made a fake, you know, those announcement banners at the top of the Mafia Wars game? Well, he made one that said, "We're sorry, Mafia Wars is shutting down on December 5th.
Oh, I saw that.
But not everyone realized it was a joke. So it's kind of funny. And one guy even went to customer support and they gave him 20 reward points for his inconvenience.
Are you kidding me?
He was scared. But it was Oliver, so shout out to him. It was funny.
Funny. That's pretty good.
But people should always question what you see in images and the news feeds because you can Photoshop things. I thought it was hilarious.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, I saw it. That was good. I wasn't sure where it came from. I saw where you had posted it in one of our rooms. So I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure the story behind it, but it was funny. Cute.
And I just said as a joke to the guy that went to customer support, I was like, I'm surprised they didn't give you reward points. And he goes, they did.
God. Unbelievable. There was no good reason.
You know, I know they said Mafia Wars isn't shutting down. They made an official statement to that. But it is kind of scary to see this happen because say Mafia Wars continues to decline. And nothing happens to revive it. Well, what's to stop them from doing the same thing to us? Nothing. So it is scary to see this happen. And, you know, Vampire Wars had a small number of players, but they were a very close community, kind of like we are. And so a lot of people are really hurt by this.
Wow.
I don't see why they can't sunset that game and just let it go, but not further develop it. But they're just taking it away.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I imagine it's got to do with server resources and stuff like that.
Maybe,
so,
yeah.
I mean, I kind of understand that, I suppose.
But, you know, they have clans. They have people that are good friends.
Yeah. Well, come on over. We got room over at
Mafia
Wars.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can join my mafia.
And you never know, whatever this arena is, maybe it will be so exciting that new players or old players will come back.
Yeah.
But I kind of think it's a little late for that because, you know, if you've lost so much time and progress, I can't imagine, especially if you see there's like 20 properties you never got the chance to build. They
but
really
knowing that you're only going to be able to build 5 anyway.
Yeah, but
as long as you get what you want, I guess. The 20 properties.
I think it should be a bigger reason for them to offer an event where people can catch up on the properties they didn't finish.
Exactly.
You know, because that's going to be a deterrent to returning players.
What'd you get, Pete?
What's that?
Well, she's saying about the properties.
Oh, yeah, what's your car wash?
Oh, 15.
Did you? Dang it. Yeah. I almost made it to 13.
Yeah. I like the idea that eventually, with this one specifically, because they had the +6 stamina, if I ever decide to start crafting stamina, then I can do that without having to have the car parts.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
I was just curious. I'm always competing with you in my mind, knowing that still not catch up to you, even if you went past 11. Yeah.
And then on this timer, if you have the gold benefits of VIP, you get 5 extra days, which it was funny because once again, Facebook screwed it up and people that were scheduled to get their silver or gold benefits didn't. So they had to, it took them like 2 or 3 days to clear it up.
Ugh.
But it was just a mess. And it kind of cracked me up because people were pissed. They're like, I pay for this, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, really, like, these benefits are so... I could see if you needed the time to finish your property, you'd be nervous.
Right.
But I think most people that are devoted to the game enough to spend that money every month have probably finished their property.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, ever since they brought in 2x property builds, that skill point reallocation is a racket. You're paying to move stuff you already paid for around.
Yeah, not cool.
You're better off waiting for the 2x. I don't know. So, and then that's one of the gold benefits is now you can do an extra 100 a day. So you could potentially build, reallocate 160 skill points a day, but you got to pay 160 reward points.
Yeah.
So what, that's like, I waited 8 months for this. Woohoo. And then plus 500 to your attack and your defense. It's nice, but really it's a drop in the bucket.
True.
So I guess we'll wait till the ruby benefits and maybe realize this is worth it.
Got it.
You what?
I'm not going.
Said I doubt it.
Yeah, I know.
Although isn't the ruby one that has the harbinger of death?
Yeah. One's of death and one's of destruction,
there
I think.
There you go, yeah.
Oh, I finally got the raven.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Once. I've had it 5x now.
I've only seen it come across once, and I didn't really understand what you were talking about with the consumables until I got there.
Oh, okay.
Because I'd never even attempted it, so I really didn't realize what you were talking about. Okay. But that kind of was difficult to not have enough consumables. But I did defeat him in an amount of time. Okay. I just had to get Rob and do. I just had to get keep collecting.
And people are so confused over this because the 2 different banners affect how the drop rates work. So they think because they're not getting any grenades that something's wrong, but that's how it was designed.
Oh, well, and now they have this whole booster pack for the Raven.
Oh, yeah, the Raven booster pack. I laughed as soon as I saw
it. I did too, because for 260 reward points on sale now, you can... get, I guess, enough consumables to beat him. Is that enough?
A few times. Oh, it's enough to beat him a few times. But the thing
plus
is,
50 skill points.
If you follow the strategy, you can do it for free and you don't need the face choppers or the nunchuck flurries. Those drop like either going out of style.
Yeah.
You need the reins of pain. So if I was going to spend 260 reward points, I would spend them exclusively on the reins of pain.
And that's the one you get from fighting or robbing?
Robbing.
The problem is because robbing's so slow now in comparison to fighting.
Yeah.
It takes a while. But what I did, like last night, I was about to go to bed and the banner showed up. And normally I fight while I'm sleeping. So I decided to rob while I was sleeping.
You're nuts.
So when I woke up, I had 50 reins of pain.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I felt accomplished when I finally at least got him.
Yeah, so how many times do you have them now for your achievement?
Just the once. I don't know. I did get an achievement immediately thereafter. I can't remember what it was, though.
Oh, maybe that was your first time then.
It was my first time. I'd never even attempted the Raven.
Get him when he was out before?
No, remember it annoyed me?
Yeah, that she wasn't getting it when we were all seeing it?
Yeah, it had annoyed me because it never came up, and then I had decided to boycott the Raven.
Mm-hmm. Now, the one thing you probably ought to consider doing, though, is in the configuration of the toolbar, there's an option to turn on the notifications for the Raven. So if you don't have that on. Oh, it is on?
That's the only reason I was able to find it in the first place.
Yeah, because sometimes you still go to the boss fight and he's not there.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, oh, if you go back a second time, then he shows up and it's like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you have to click on that twice. But somebody from Spotcom added a Raven to the dropdown.
Right.
And if you just click that, then he shows up.
Right. But for those that don't use the toolbar.
Who would not use the toolbar?
I don't know.
My toolbar didn't work earlier today and I just about freaked out.
it's like losing a limb.
It is. Like when I lose mine, I don't know how to play.
I didn't know how to play all over again this morning. Like the assassinator wouldn't work. And I'm like, oh yeah. Oh my God. Attack. What do you do again? I'm like, oh goodness. What have you guys done to me? I just don't have time to play like I used to either. So
yeah.
But yeah, I felt good about it though. I'm robbing again though. I'm still only up to 40% on level 10, but the Raven has motivated me.
When the Raven shows up, then you should just go rob to get
that. That's the only reason I've been robbing. Cause I'm pretty much done with everything. I don't really have any good goals. So
I don't either. I'm bored right now with it all.
I am too.
I'm hoping the arena will give me a newfound interest.
You know what? That's kind of what I'm counting on. Is it looks like it could, I don't know. I'm just curious.
On a quest for the level cap.
Yeah. How are you doing on that, Pete?
26,000.
And what is it? 35,000?
Oh, it's 71 something.
Yeah.
But still moving along.
So if you get there and then you get banned, what will you do?
I'll be dancing in an Irish jig.
It would cure the addiction.
That's right. Nah, I mean, I'm not doing anything that crazy to get there. So, I mean, it's not like I'm, you know.
But you level. Self-level.
Yeah.
Right, but some people will attack themselves with other accounts and they get passive experience for that. And I really think Zynga's against doing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's what got some people in trouble to begin with those that, I mean, I don't know it for a fact, but I speculate that that's probably why several of the people that did get banned got banned.
So, I believe so, too.
Yeah. But,
and that is a common practice that people should really think about before they do or try not to abuse it. I do it sometimes, but I try to not do it for very long periods of time.
Right.
Because really, if you need to level up and you used all your resources or you need to get some quick ices, that's the way to go.
Well, it reminds me a lot of what was it, the capos when we used to actually get experience for capo fights?
Three experience.
Yeah. Well, no, it's three now. Wasn't it something more aggressive before? Or was
seems
it three
like
back
it used
then?
To be a bigger deal to be a top mafia.
You're right. Yeah.
Than it is now.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah. I just remember you would get three experience.
Yeah. Well, there was something, and there was another feature too, and I can't remember back that far. I've slept maybe since then, but there was something else along those lines that we used to have that, you know, really promoted the idea. Well, it must have been the capo stuff because it had to do with having large mafias. It really encouraged you to have 21,000 people in your mafia.
Oh, I remember that. Remember Bossy Don had like the most mafia ever?
Right. Because
what did she have?
Like over 20,000.
Which was really, really high for a mafia.
And then when people realized that the less mafia you have, the better your game performance was, then she had to get rid of them all.
Well, and then they changed too that you couldn't get that, and it must have been capo experience, and it must have been higher at one point. And then that's what, yeah, you were. So there were lots of people with those really huge mafias that were leveling constantly because of those experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Until they made changes and took away things that work. Or that
messed
we like.
Up our game.
Yep.
Bring
okay.
it back.
So, what else we got coming or going?
We had some fun glitches with the time change.
Really?
Oh, yeah?
During the hour after it wasn't the day of the time change. It was like the next day, I think. I'm not sure. It was 1 hour where those power cards were there was no limits on them. So if you ran the stream scanner, did jobs or fights, you just got like way more.
Yeah.
And the same thing happened with the goodie bags with robbing.
Oh.
And so they rolled back the power cards and they capped it at 350. So that was the most you could have for this event. And right now power cards have no meaning because the arena's not out.
So we don't know what it's going to happen.
Right. We don't know what their purpose is going
to
be. So it's not a big deal to lose something that you didn't you see
it
a benefit.
It could be a consumable or something in whatever the arena is going to have.
Mm-hmm. Well, they do have stats as 0 and 0. So it is a consumable.
Right.
But I know people that got like 800-900 goodie bags and they didn't roll any of the robbing spree back. Yeah. I only got like 40. And so I was able to go finish up my board and start a new one.
Hmm.
But it stopped at when the hour changed.
Oh, wow.
So it wasn't something they actually went in and fixed.
Yeah.
So next.
Yeah, that's funny. It's like a Y2K thing.
Next time the time changes, we got to be on top of it.
Everybody's going to be awake at 2, 3 o'clock mm-hmm. in the morning, depending on when it changes for you.
Right. Well, like how people used to try to get their hit list achievement.
Yeah.
With certain outages or
you know
Mafia Wars would be
down.
So get on the hit list right before it goes down and pray to God they stay down long enough that you get the achievement.
Yep.
Before the withdrawals kick in.
They stopped shutting it down for maintenance a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a really long time ago.
So what I recommend to people is like try to get on it when a new fighting event comes out, like when Ice Season or the zombie or werewolf, whatever it was.
Right.
You know, if you can get on that fight list while everyone's focusing on fighting and not the hit list, then you might be able to get it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, anything else?
Well,
No, go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to, if we were pretty much done with game news, I was going to give a little bit of informant podcast news.
Yes. We have an update.
We have an update.
This would be like,
in light of changes that there's not a tremendous amount going on in the game and with personal family obligations and things like that, we're going to probably cut back to doing one show a week. On Sundays, released on Monday. So we record on Sundays and then we release the show on Mondays. You know, it'll probably be somewhere, you know, anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour format. We did say that if like, for example, the arena came out in the middle of the week, we may try to approach that and it's worthy of having, you know, conversation over to keep players informed. Then what we'll probably do is just kind of do special type mini podcasts that would, allow us to talk about the new features
special
and things
reports.
Like that instead of trying to always fill time with sometimes repeating ourselves on what's going on in the games. So.
Yeah, and it's not that we even mean to repeat ourselves, just a lot of times we're watching Zynga repeat themselves and we get caught in the circle.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it gets boring when it's just the same stuff all the time.
Right. And I say, you know, that there's not much going on in the game, and that's probably not an accurate representation because there's a lot of stuff going on in the game often. But the problem is when we discuss it, we've already, a lot of times we had some feeder information that came from Zynga, you know, in their blogs and things like that of some of the stuff that's coming. Jen's, you know, and the crew over there at the Mafia Wars Loot Lady have found images. So we know some of this stuff before it even comes out. So by the time it hits here, there's not like usually a big major surprise. And so then that's how, when it comes out now we repeat it. You know, and unless there's been something that we didn't even realize, like, you know, what is going to be the next big thing in a property as far as is it going to be energy as the maximum benefit you can get out of it or what? That doesn't require a whole show.
Right.
So, yeah.
And so, yeah.
So I think that's what we're going to end up doing. So we'll look for just one show a week for a little while. And then, like I said, we'll do specials whenever there's something that's big that comes into the game, whether or not it's a new destination or something along those lines. So,
absolutely.
Yippers.
Well, anybody got a shout out?
I do. I'm going to give a shout out to the Spock family, but I also want to piggyback on that and say that we're recruiting again. So if anybody's interested, spockon.me/recruit, you can fill out the form and you can join the Spock family.
Did you have a mass exodus?
Yeah,
we didn't have a mass exodus. There's been a few people that have, you know, we have set some thresholds again on what performance needs to be in the family, and we've had a few people that haven't even done anything. And so I think, and I think they haven't done anything because they're basically not doing anything in the game. So we've kind of set some thresholds that you have to have 750 ices in a month, and if you can't do that, then, you know, with all the activities going on, like this whole werewolf. What's the name?
Zombies, werewolves.
That was in my head from a long time ago. But yeah, with this werewolf event going on, that's, you know, kind of encouraging you to ice constantly. I mean, it's, you should be able to get 1,000 ices in,
yeah,
you know, or 750 ices in a month. And if you can't do that, then you're not even trying to help the family regression. And that's the worst part still, is that that's the one big gap, is the stamina.
Yep, it seems to be the case in every family, though.
Yeah. And so hopefully there'll be something that comes that can help alleviate that. We've been saying it numerous times, you know, get the robbing worked into the equation, you know.
Yeah, you never know.
Why is that not just obvious? It's been pointed out and shoved in their face. I think that is such a great solution to a lot of that problem in general.
Yeah, and I don't know. You know,
I don't get it. It seems like an easy thing to do too.
Yeah. And people quit over that. If you get booted from your family.
Because everybody gets hostile when you don't pull it at a drama.
Right, exactly.
And it's something
does it. Nobody's ever gotten mad at me about it. So thank you.
It's not easy to do. And I think people feel like not only it's one thing to let yourself down. You're like, oh, who cares? It's just my account. But then if you feel like you're tied to a group and you're letting other people down, that mentality of, well, I might as well just quit because I'm not helping.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, and so we've lost a lot of players because of this.
Yeah.
And it would be so easy to fix.
Yep.
And who knows, maybe the arena will be our answer.
I'm hoping something good will come from that.
Just depends on how easy it is to work out.
I just don't want to get my hopes up like I did with the election, because then I was really depressed.
Yeah. Well, if the ratios aren't right in the arena, like they weren't with robbing families, then it's not going to be a success. And then we're going to have the same problem. So.
Well, I'm looking forward to checking it out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think we all are.
Hopefully they get it out soon. I'm surprised it's not here because we've been unusually quiet. Like they haven't, usually they release stuff and it's here.
It could be
Thursday and we've had nothing new this week. Unless they realize they kind of went
shut
overboard.
Your mouth.
I'm just saying. That might
just
be.
Breathe.
Maybe just they breathe. Realized it was a tad bit too much last week.
Yeah.
Or maybe.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe the arena is supposed to come out.
Well, remembering too, Thanksgiving's coming up. We're going to get turkey somethings.
Yep. We're bound to have some sort of turkey.
Oh, I hope they don't do the whole, what was that? Turkey and. We had to buy turkey protectors.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of silly stuff.
Was it like the zombie event, but with turkeys? I don't remember.
I can't either.
I don't either. To go look it up.
I know it was only a year ago.
I think it
was just like the zombie event.
So hopefully they'll do something a little different than that since we're doing the zombie event. Or
no, it was werewolf. Different because I remember using my mini to buy the boosts and then I would gift them to myself. There was a whole way to cheat at it with other accounts.
I'll have to remember
my system. It was like the first thing ever that you could use reward points in a different account to benefit your main account.
I want them to bring back the event that had the 4-hour, the 8-hour, and the 24-hour timer.
Yeah, that one was okay.
Mm-hmm. That was easy to do.
We'll see what they do. It'll break out soon because that's only... like a week and a half away. 2 weeks. Thanksgiving.
Is Thanksgiving right? Already?
Yeah, Thanksgiving is in 2 weeks.
I'm ready for all this.
The week of the 22nd or whatever?
Yep. Get ready. Jen, do you have a shout out?
To all the asses.
So there you go, Romney.
and to Mitt Romney.
I'm going to give a shout out to, once again, all of our listeners, friends, and family on the East Coast that are sort of at this time
dealing with
a lot of
snow, sand,
water, fire. It's a mess. It is such a mess. And my heart just goes out to, I know we have a lot of listeners and friends there and I have family there and Pete has family there. So I just want to continue thoughts and prayers to East Coast.
Yeah, yeah, that's sad.
It really is. It's a mess. And God, it's heartbreaking.
Yep.
And there's, you know, today they released, you know, the deaths and things. And so there's people dying of cold and hypothermia and all these things right now just because of they haven't had power. And so, you know, obviously most of these people can't hear us, but that's a long time to go without power.
Well, and some of the people are being evicted from their houses. They're saying that they're unsafe to be lived in. And,
yeah,
you know,
so many people have lost their homes.
If where are they going to go?
Yep. It's a mess. So that's where my heart's at. So anything else?
Nope. I think that's a wrap.
Oh, that's a wrap.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I wanna cross, get them crashing to the brave new world.